Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yep, Thirsty Thursday here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. The Thirsty Thursday festivities really kick off with the fellas of the Drive when they are out today at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown. Baby, get out and see the fellas out there. Obviously, courtesy Bud Light, they obviously always make sure that they don't come empty-handed. So go see the fellas. Clint, Ron, and I imagine more Sterners as well.
And you can shake a stick.
Mama Sterner definitely going to be out.
Yes,
there.
She is.
Without question. So go out and see the fellas. All right, this defense has continued to get even more love, and it's made it all the way back to, you know, maybe the king of Texans defense historically, J.J. Watt. He, on his regular hit with Pat McAfee, they talked about it, and this was J.J.'s latest take. It almost feels like he's talked about it so much that he had to keep it real simple in his take on what this defense looks like now.
I mean, the Texans defense is unbelievable. I mean, obviously the Chiefs have had their issues this year just in general, but the way that the Texans defense is playing and the way that their Matt Burke has them humming is just, it's incredible. I don't think anybody at all wants to see this Texans team. And
Let's talk about the magic, though, that the Houston Texans defense has. There's some stats from Hembo talking about the greatest Texans defenses in history. This year, they're averaging 16 points per game given up. All the other great defenses in Houston's history had one man wreaking absolute havoc all over the place. And whenever you look at these years, 2011, 2014, 2015, you can't help but think about Vince Wilfork, we just talked about. You can't help but think about Brian Cushing. You can't help but think about literally that you had studs all over the place. Houston has sneakily...
Reem Jackson.
D'Amico.
Whitney Merciless.
Sneakily? No.
Yeah, sneakily.
Sneakily?
D'Amico.
Has been known as like a great defensive organization. I think like that is a very real statement that you can make. Draft Mario, Super Mario to get to Peyton. Yeah. Obviously draft JJ. They spend a lot of money on defense, always have. This one potentially not only Texans historic, but like league-wide historic, Jage. And on that note, they have that defense that's unbelievable. And if CJ can get going, which we all believe he can, the Texans can go on a run and maybe even win the AFC South. And then the Colts just signed a future first ballot.
All right, enough. Pat, but I mean, he's laying it on thick, and he's not wrong, right? There's JJ, and then there's Pat McAfee, again, noted Colts guy, talking about this like this is one of the best defense that I've seen from this Houston Texans team, and you can't deny it.
We got to stop messing around, and we got to stop saying, oh, they need a nickname. We should do that. No, we need to do it. You just heard him.
Let's do it.
This is not just an historic defense for the Texans. This is an historic defense for the league.
And if you won't listen to us, how about everybody's favorite interviewer in the media space, Kay Adams? This is what Kay Adams had to say earlier in the week.
We said this 3 weeks ago. The Texans have the best total defense that we have seen in the NFL in the last 16 seasons. Okay, that is lore. They've allowed 266.3 yards per game. When you consider the competition that they face, that is unreal. Okay, we are witnessing greatness we have not seen in a long time on that side of the ball. This defense deserves to be in that conversation. They need a nickname. What's the nickname? They're in the Legion of Boom portion of their program. okay? They can get it done. They can go to the Super Bowl. They are a force to be reckoned with.
All right, let's do it then. Because this is enough dilly-dallying. You know, let's see what we can do
okay.
and come up with. We obviously know some people over there. Maybe it'll catch on. 713-5.
I don't know nobody over there.
I don't know anybody. I don't know what you're talking about. You're the one with all the connections.
I know better than that. 713-572-4610. Hit us. I've been spitballing. I gave this a lot of thought because I'm like, all right, this is enough.
Oh, see, yeah. Whenever he starts thinking of nicknames, it goes.
No. I was dead serious.
I know you were serious. That's the problem. That's actually the issue here.
I do like Figgies. Well, I say Figgies.
Yeah,
it's been out there, and this is one that you're embracing.
Yeah, Swarm City, mm-hmm. and I first heard it from Woody Martz when he got drafted.
Yeah,
and you know, you do those little videos like, "Hey, happy to be drafted by Houston. Yeah. Let's go." And he did the one thing I hate about this video. He did the horns up, not the H-town.
Yeah,
he did the horns up and said, "Swarm City, let's go."
Yeah,
and that stuck with me.
So here's where I was when I was trying to think of one. And again, this is all stuff. Start sending them in. You know, we'll put it out there.
They have.
But the one that I keep going back to, and she mentioned Legion of Boom. The Legion of Boom was so good because it told the exact story. That is exactly what they were. That defense. It was all three levels. It was big time hits. It was turnovers, et cetera. So I started thinking, like, what is a term that tells the whole Texan story? Interceptions, getting after the quarterback, turnovers, tackling, sacks. I came up with, I don't know if I came up with it, but one that I think I like is the Bullhawks.
Bullhawks?
The Bullhawks.
It feels like
because
you're just,
they are ball hawks.
Yes.
They are absolute ball hawks in every way at every level. So that's one I'm going to throw out there. We are wide open. This is an open slate, but we got to put something on wax.
That's interesting. I like what you're doing there. It almost sounds like you're just specifically talking about number two, Kalen Bullock.
No.
And it's just like,
no, the Bulls.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Okay. 281 says I'm pitching Kirby Killers once again. okay. I'll get into reading them. I was thinking about the same thing you were, right? Something that feels like it's indicative of what this team is.
Yeah, representative.
And as I was thinking, I stumbled across Scott Quesenberry, obviously, and I was like, oh, he did it. Especially because it comes back to something that within that group, it you know, speaks to it. And you mentioned Legion of Boom. They kind of generated that themselves, and then we were like, oh, no, it feels like it fits.
Yeah.
We will make this go. You remember these guys talking about going over the middle of the field against this defense?
How so?
Right? When teams want to go against over the middle of the field and try and throw at, you know, at that linebacker level. Mm-hmm. You remember what they talked about and what they call it?
What?
The kill zone.
The kill zone. I like the kill zone.
And I don't know if there's, I'm trying to find, like, does there need to be something alliterative with it, like the kill zone? But kill zone killers feels very, it feels too redundant.
Or the swarm zone.
The kill zone defense or something.
I like kill zone.
I feel like it has to incorporate kill zone because that's something that of their own accord that they talk about. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it fits. When I say kill zone, is there a play that comes to mind? Because I can immediately think of one from this week.
Yeah, Petrie.
Right. That's one of those things where it feels like this defense. I feel like it has to incorporate kill zone. Shout out to Scott Quesenberry.
Look, I like all three of these. Swarm City, Bullhawks, the Bullhawks, and kill zone. But let's go to the who we got?
Oh, we got callers?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go to the phone line. Yeah. All right, we got suggestions on this defense, the nickname that ultimately lands on it. Who's on the phone line with us?
This is Bentley?
Yo. Yo, you on Sports Radio 610. What's happening?
Go, Bentley.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Well,
you lost.
How about Edward?
Well.
Edward. Yeah, this is Edward.
Yeah,
yo,
go.
Edward,
go
what's happening? What's the nickname suggestion you got for us?
Yeah, so we talk about their swarming defense all the time and how great. Why does that stick? It's the Texans swarm.
No, you're right. But as something like, I'm thinking like, put it on a shirt. I guess Texan Swarm might work.
Yeah, but it already feels like
that sound like a statement.
Yeah,
kinda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of people trying to make the swarm work. Swarm Hunters, Swarm Zone.
It got to be something with swarm, in my opinion.
Well, let's keep going to the calls.
All right,
well, let's roll through them. We're gonna roll through some text because we have to do this. Let's go.
Yo, what's your nickname?
I got Fear the Steers.
Fear the Steers.
Fear the Steer defense?
Yeah, Fear the Steer.
Okay, all right.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right.
What do you say to the argument that some people threw out there that not every great defense has a nickname? Obviously, you could talk about the Steel Curtain and the Purple People Eaters.
Doomsday.
But then you also Doomsday. You also still talk about the 85 Bears.
But that's become their nickname.
Right?
Like, you just say 85 Bears, you think,
you know exactly.
or the 2000 Ravens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Would it not also be an argument to say that the 2025 or the 25 Texans?
The 25 Texans.
Like, they are, when you talk about the 85 Bears and the 2000 Rams, they're very workmen.
Yeah.
Right? They just kind of get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a, you know, there's not an overarching kind of, I don't know, about me type feeling everybody is in. It feels like that would be something that fits, right?
It fits, but I want something. Let's keep rolling.
All right.
Hey, what's your name for the defense?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. What
you're
do you
on
got?
With us? What we got you?
Oh, man. Screwston Swarm, baby.
Screwston Swarm.
Screwston Swarm.
Okay.
That ain't bad.
I don't hate it. I will say, personally, anything of Doom or Legion of, I feel like you're biting off of something else.
Yeah,
we don't need to do that. All right, who we got and what's your nickname?
Like the kill zone that Figgy mentioned, and then use enter the kill zone or QBs. I don't like die, but die in the kill zone. You can do any number of things with that.
All right. Yeah,
that was Reggie, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to Reggie there. Good name.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said we're thinking too hard. Yeah, I get it, but
no, we're not.
Eventually, you just gotta find one that fits, right?
I'm gonna keep going with.
Yeah, we have a full board here, and I hate doing that.
But the
fans want it. Want to hear their voice.
All right, I'll stop slowing it down. Yeah. Run through it. What we got? Nickname. What you got?
Go ahead.
She gonna call it the House of Pain.
The House of Pain.
House of Pain. How you feel about that, Lopez?
I feel like I've heard it before.
Okay.
What do you got?
Swarmnado. Those teams are coming into a Swarmnado.
Okay.
Here comes the Swarmnado.
All right. That's okay. Reggie's writing some of these down.
Okay. I'm just trying to have it in front of me. I'm a visual person.
All right, nickname. What do you got?
Swarm Storm.
All right.
That has the alliteration.
I like the Swarm Storm.
I think the Swarm Storm has a little bit. You might be coming close to the Swarm City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right, what you got? What's your name?
Heath.
What's
the nickname?
Hey, what about, I know we've used it before, what about Bulls on Parade?
I thought of that too, and I was trying to use the Bull, that's why I said Bullhawks. I like it, I don't mind it.
Do you have any issues with Bulls on Parade, like, being used a second time? Does that not feel like a intellectual infringement of sorts?
It just seems like a different
type. I kind of do. I feel like it's a different era.
Yeah.
Because when I think of Bulls on Parade, I kind of think of the obvious era.
Right.
But this is, to me, I look at this as a whole different era.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
what you got? What's your name for the defense?
James out of Dickinson. Slab City Swarmers.
Slab City.
Hey, that would be. I'm cool with Slab City. Yeah. To be honest,
I like that too.
All right, next caller. What you got? Nickname wise for this Texans defense.
What do you have?
Stampede of Death.
Stampede of death.
Stampede of death.
I mean, all right. it's accurate.
That's scary.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta have one of the things that I've because I went to a middle school where mm-hmm. our nicknames was the Hornets.
Okay.
And you think about it and you go, man, a hornet does not sound imposing. And I think that that's one thing that we might be dealing with, trying to get swarm in here, but mm-hmm. get that imposing feeling. I think that might be making it a little tough. All right, next caller. What's the nickname suggestion you have for this Texans defense?
I got the Horn Swarm.
The Horn Swarm.
Hey, some pretty good ones coming in here.
Swarm, that's not bad.
Pretty All good right. ones coming in here. All right, next. What do you got? What's your nickname?
I got the Killer D's. Cause since we got an awesome killing defense, I say Killer D's. Houston Astros had Killer B's.
You know what? There's something there. I like it. All right, next. What do you got? What's the nickname?
Hey, man, the other caller was right. It just needs to be Slab City because I'm going to put you on the slab.
I like Slab City. I can see that on the shirt.
The city monikers are staying, don't they?
Yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Right? Like Swarm City, Crush Slab City.
Slab City.
Clutch
I like
City, Crush City, Swarm City, Slab City.
Slab City's pretty cool.
I like that one.
Yeah. All right.
All right, what do we got next? What's your nickname?
Rico.
Yeah.
What's the nickname you got for the
Bull Zone?
The Bull Zone.
Okay,
all right. Mm-hmm. Next one.
Go, what do you got?
The Magnum D.
You got the chuckle I guess you wanted. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Next one, what you got? Texans defense. Nickname, what you thinking?
I'm thinking Lone Star Lockdown.
Which, again, okay. is what they do. Yeah.
Not bad. All right. Somebody said, as long as it ain't Rock Boys. It will not be Rock Boys. I can tell you that for certain. All right. Your suggestion for the Texas defense's nickname is?
How about the trauma unit?
Hey, a little medical center stuff. Okay. How about a couple more here? We got the board is full. Just keep sending them in on the text if you don't get on air.
All right.
Killer Bulls.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And then what you got?
Yeah, I got a couple. I got the Swarminator Deep or the Steel Blue Swarm.
Steel Blue Swarm, Swarminator Steel Blue Swarm, defense. Okay. Swarm. All right. What you mean? One more? Two more?
Yeah, a couple more.
All right. Two more real quick.
Hey, not that one.
Oh, well, yeah. You gotta hold on there. All right. Two more. What do we got here? Nickname for the Texas defense.
The House of Pain again.
Okay, I like that. On it. All right, final one here. What we got? Nickname for the Texans defense.
All right, if you want alliteration, how about either the Swarm Squad or the Swarm Squadron?
Swarm Squad. Man, this is blowing up. Just
I like Slab City a lot.
I like
man.
Slab City too.
Somebody said concussion protocol. H-Town Hitters is one that I've seen a whole bunch of because
mm-hmm.
They sure do that. Is there all right? So do we have one that we're landing on?
I like Slab City. I like what was the other ones that you were writing them down?
I was just writing somebody. I mean. We came back to the House of Pain or like redoing House of Pain or even Bulls on Parade 2.0 is one of those ones that it still feels like it could work.
What is something you can see on a shirt?
Swarm Troopers just came in on the text.
Yeah, Swarm Troopers is one that I liked. I just wondered if they wanted to go with that that allusion to.
How about the Bayou Bullies?
Bayou Bullies is coming.
Yeah. I like Bayou Bullies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because they are, like I said, tell the story of what they do.
Yeah.
That's why I went with Bullhawks, but Bayou Bullies, that's what they do. They bully you.
Yeah.
Slab City is just cool.
Yeah. I can see a shirt to say Slab City. Yeah. I will rock that shirt.
That's right.
There are a lot of suggestions, and we can't even get to all of them, but we appreciate you getting involved here. I cannot wait. Houston Hardheads just came in. Okay, very good. I cannot wait to see, because it feels like, regardless, if they keep their head to nose to the grindstone, which I know that they will, that this is going to be a defense that's going to be reckoned with for years and decades to come in the National Football League. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's about that time we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so GameStop did an interesting little thing last Saturday called Trade Anything Day.
Trade Anything Day,
yeah,
huh?
So they had a list of stuff people was trading in. Plus, it was a high-speed chase yesterday in the city
of
Houston.
Oh, I missed it.
In Houston?
In Houston.
I missed it. All right, I need an update, so we'll do that next.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.